Hello everyone, and welcome to another walkthrough from myself and Lauren. Hi there, Lauren.
Hey.
So today we are doing a week-old game by now. No, wait. It's not a...
Okay, it's not a game that is week and old. It is a seven-day-old game, basically, by Gulpalon the Dragon, who is known on the Audio Games Forum. This game is called The Road to Rage. Some of you may have heard of it. Yeah. Brendan, take over.
Exactly. Well, I'm messing up. No, Gorthlon, don't take offense. I didn't mean a week old. I think that is definitely not old. The game is up to this day, which is the 20th, a week long. And it has been released the 13th if you live in anywhere other than Australia and New Zealand, otherwise probably the 14th. But okay, let's get this started. We are doing The Road to Rage today, the first-person shooter. But what is that game exactly? And who better to tell you than the man himself? Yes, we had this chance to speak to the developer of the game, Gorthlon, to talk to us a little about the game and to give some background. So I really hope you enjoy this. Hello everyone, and welcome to a little interview thingy we're going to have with the game developer of Road to Rage, Gorthlon. Hi there, Gorthlon, and welcome. Also, we have Lauren here, who's going to help me ask a few questions. So, Gorthlon, for the newbies, what exactly is Road to Rage?
Road to Rage is a multiplayer first-person shooter, and it's a PvP shooter. This means that players are going to be playing against players... And there are a few different game modes where different players team up to play against another different team of players, or everyone plays against everyone. And the goal is pretty much to get the highest kill count.
So how long, this might be such a weird question, but yeah, how long has it taken you to code what you've got already in the game?
I started end of March, and I guess beginning of April is when I really started to code this, and... Yeah, and now I'm not even ready. I've just discovered a great new load of issues that I need to fix.
Speaking of issues, since you released the game, I bet there must be a heck of a lot of bug reports or anything. For anyone who doesn't understand game development or anything, could you like explain a day in your life in terms of this game right now?
Okay, I go to sleep. That's the first thing I do on my day because it's like 4 in the morning. then I wake up and I don't know, I just check the audiogames.net forum and I check my emails and I just, you know, I see a lot of people enjoy the game and it's like, hey, cool. And then, you know, I see all these bug reports and most of them I know already. So, which is really cool. There are like a few bug reports which I seem to see over and over and over and over again. But it's just kind of relieving that there's nothing new, that it's always the same thing, so I can just focus on them. I get done reading and replying mostly takes up a lot less time than reading, because I just can't reply to absolutely everyone, especially not to 8 pages long emails. It's just, I don't know, I just can't do it.
Yeah.
So I get done with that, and I check the server, because... Every time someone gets killed or every time someone sends a chat message, I get notified. I get a little sound. And so, I don't know, I just sit there and watch people murder each other for a few minutes.
Nice.
That must be fun, that feeling that...
It is.
Yeah,
it's really fun.
People are killing each other and you're not getting killed.
The really cool thing is that, you know, I don't need to play, but I can see people that are like, they seem to be constantly playing, and it's really awesome because it feels like someone is really enjoying what I'm doing. And then, I don't know, I get done with that, and then I get a lot of Skype messages. I don't know, I ever since I released this, I don't have one silent minute anymore. I just, you know... Before I released this, even the day before, I could just sit back and do absolutely nothing. And I wouldn't get many messages. And yeah. But now, I can't go 1 minute without this stupid Skype message.
Wow, and I'm just amazed that you find the time to reply to everybody.
Yeah, so am I. Because if it was me, I would be getting to such a point now, I'd be like, right, I'm ignoring them.
I feel really bad because some people I do ignore. I don't ignore them for all the time. I'm just like, give me a break. I'm just going to come back to you in 20 minutes, okay?
Right. I just hope this walkthrough will help to answer a few questions in time. Yeah. Because I know people are just asking, just looking at that topic is crazy.
It's huge. I don't even know. I released it 6 days ago, and it's already up to... Okay, I'm going to check the download count on the page real quick, because it's massive. No game I've ever uploaded has gotten that many downloads in a week.
It's amazing, though, because, like, basically, that thread is so long. It's bigger than, say, most game threads have got to be in a month or something, and it's only been like nearly a week.
Right. Yeah. It's crazy. Okay. Whoa, 1,075 downloads in less than a week. Which, for an audio game,
is huge.
That is phenomenal.
This is an audio game. And I didn't even advertise it much. I only really posted on the audiogames.net forum. The rest pretty much happened itself. I didn't really do anything.
I did.
Never posted to Odyssey. I hardly ever posted to Clango. I just posted to audiogames.net forum.
That's the thing with these types of games, you know, these really good games. Like, it's not that you have to, the developer itself, you know, you don't have to say anything, because with these sort of games, everyone just passes it around to everyone else, you know.
Yeah,
exactly.
Check out this cool game, Rage. When I saw the topic about Saturday morning, I was just like, midnight that is, I was just, the first thing I did was I told a friend, look, Garthaline's game's out, check it out, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, just to go back to the questions, what is your vision for this game? What will satisfy you in the end in terms of this game?
Well, right now I'm not really that much satisfied because there seems to be a huge glitch in the latest patch I just uploaded and the server. But I guess it's more of a server issue that I'm currently trying to work on, and I have been... I don't know, just some things don't get transmitted properly, so you don't hear each of the shots, and it's really, 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 really bugging me, because that's what the game is about, and it should be working just fine, and I don't know what I did to break it, so I'm currently trying to figure that out. And that is a huge part of what my day looks like. It's I repair stuff, and accidentally, by doing that, I break something else. And I don't know what I break, so... Then I have to search for it again and test everything, and fixing that will probably break something else. And that is what's really, really frustrating. And that's why I'm really, really glad once I finally have all this stuff figured out and people can actually play how they're supposed to.
Yeah, that would be cool. But even now, I must say, from a gamer's point of view, even now, I would say we all enjoy it for the most part. Of course, there are bugs.
Oh, definitely.
But yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy it a lot.
I did mention that it's barely beta. I would almost call it alpha still. So it's really, really, really a very early version of the game, even with the second patch out now.
Yeah, that's also another thing. Since we are doing this as a walkthrough, since I'm speaking to potential or gamers, just remember that. If you want to complain about bugs and stuff, just remember it's an alpha, late alpha, early beta. So just, you know, take it easy when you report bugs.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm...
Sorry. I was just going to say, that's what happens with games, like, because everything you fix, you create another bug or another thing wrong, and then you can't find that, and then when you eventually fix that, another thing breaks, and it's so annoying.
Exactly, it is, but that's why I actually wanted... I didn't want to release it at first. It was a few friends of mine who made me release it, and I think I'm kind of glad I did it now, because it helps me find things a lot quicker. But there are frustrating parts to it, because I was just... every time I tried to update the server to get it to work again, but I had to kick everyone off again, and then there was something new that was broken, and everyone connected, and it froze my machine.
Anyway, for the recording, I just want to say thank you for joining us, and also good luck on this game development. I hope you have success with this one, not just this one, whatever you plan in the future. And yeah, we as gamers really like what you're doing and appreciate it. It doesn't always look like that, so thanks a lot.
Yeah, we really appreciate it, and it's a pleasure to, you know, be able to do an interview like this. So yeah. Okay, then.
I hope that you enjoyed that little interview and that it could help you to just understand a little bit better. Yeah, it's always good to hear from the game developer himself.
Definitely, yeah. I personally liked it very much and I found it very interesting. But yeah, I really enjoyed it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's get into the game itself.
Yep.
How it works.
Always good to have a bit of background, but we need to do the actual game as well. So yeah, that's good.
So I'm in my folder right now because I've been too lazy to make a shortcut to my desktop yet.
Yeah, so have I, because I've only just got this patch done, you know, so I'm not going to... I'll do it when I know that there's not going to be another one coming out soon. And then if I actually do one, then another patch will probably come out and then I'll have to do that one as well. What a nightmare.
You just have to copy and replace all the time into that folder. So that shouldn't be too difficult. See, that shouldn't actually cause an issue. Anyway, but where to get the game from? Well, I wish I could give you a direct link, but I actually can't. So for now, your bet will be to go to the Audio Games forum to find it. You go to forum.audiogames.net, forum.audiogames.net. You go to the various rooms, you go to the new releases room. In there, you'll find a topic called the Literature Age Alpha 0001 is out, or something like that. Beta, actually. And yeah, this is what the topic's name is now, it being the 20th of July, 2012. Oh, sorry about that. That is what... what the topic is called right now. It might change, but it will be Rotor Age related, whatever else happens. And all the links, all the information is on the first post. So get it there.
Yeah, I don't know why developers always put it on the first post. I suppose it's easier to find.
Yeah, definitely. If you have to go and search the swamp-like topic for all the updates.
Oh, yeah, for 5,000 posts. You have to search all the 5,000 posts to get them the newest update. You know, it's a bit nightmare.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get this game started by pressing enter on this little exe file. Now, so far this is SAPI controlled.
I wish they would implement...
screen reader support will come eventually.
Oh, good. I'm so glad, because personally, even though we all have, well, most of us have, some of us, actually, I should correct myself, have Scansoft Daniel. Some of us are unlucky and unfortunate enough to have either
Anna.
Microsoft Sam or Microsoft Anna.
In my opinion, Sam is still better than Anna.
Definitely.
And that's saying a lot, because Anna is not good. She's not good, but I'd rather listen to Sam.
Voice is alright, she's just extraordinarily quiet and she's not very good at expressionized. But anyway, yeah, so screen reader support will be implemented later.
Sam is funny. Okay, but we won't be talking about Sam or Anna or anybody. Let's get this game, the menu, explained. If you go down with your arrow key, you will hear these options.
Multiplayer.
Which we will demonstrate later. We want to focus on single player right now.
Just for this part, yeah.
To get you introduced to the keystrokes, the possibilities, you know, everything.
Single player,
this is one we'll get to soon.
Options,
and then exit. Let's go to
options.
Let's show you what's going on.
Options. Nickname.
Your nickname. Basically, when you press enter on this one, very sound RTS, like you just type a nickname and that will be taken online. It's not like your profile on Swamp.
Yeah, it's not like in Swamp or in Tomb Raider, you have to create an account, basically.
Yeah.
You just write your name in and keep it, even if you die or even if you quit the game, you know. Mm. It's not like a proper account thing, which is... I don't know. In my opinion, I'd prefer it to be like an account in a way, because we get some people who don't... sort of like name theft. I know that's a horrible word. Or some very interesting sort of name. So, yeah. So, but yeah, that's that.
People will have to fake names and stuff. So, don't trust a name on this game. Not yet, anyway. If somebody says Gorthalon, make sure it's the real Gorthalon, not some fake who's just having some fun. Okay, let's...
Voice.
Voice. There's two voices for the radio command, but we will explain this in... or try to explain this in the multiplayer game, because this is relevant in a way there for team play, although team play is not relevant yet, since none of these servers host team play.
Default team.
This is also related to team play. We'll maybe do another walkthrough when we get to team play to demonstrate.
Oh, definitely. Hopefully this will be a full series, because there's a lot to come in this game and it's going to expand very much, so I really hope to do a full series of walkthroughs.
Exactly. And hopefully the next few can be on our own server whenever that program comes out.
Number of AI players in offline mode.
Number of AI players in offline mode. Let's set that to one so I can demonstrate.
Yeah, because
to you
last time
on.
I had two, and I sort of died within 5 minutes.
Currently set offline AI count is one.
Oh,
enter a new one, or leave blank to keep.
But this is basically how it works. Use enter.
Options.
And there you go.
Nickname. Go back.
Let's go back.
Main menu.
Getting to single player.
Multiplayer. Single player.
Now here.
Enter the map you'd like to play on, without the extension.
This explains everything. In your Rotorage folder, there's a maps folder if you want the spelling of all the map names. There are three maps: Corridor, Watery, and House Map. Spelled like that. Don't ask me to spell anything.
If by any chance you have trouble spelling that, or you want to check on lowercase, uppercase, mind you, I think they all are in lowercase, which makes it easier. Sorry about that noise. Hello? Can you still hear
me?
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, good. as I was saying, before I dropped my laptop, which was extraordinarily clever, you can just check that.
You can either let your screen reader spell the name for you, or you can rename it. The rename and look through the spelling yourself.
Yeah, and just make sure when you do that that you don't add the extension.
Yeah, you don't want .net added there, otherwise it's not going to load. So, okay, let me demonstrate by loading house map. This is the first one. You're basically around the house, inside or outside, where you spawn.
Just hold on a second. Sorry about this.
Meanwhile, I'm just entering the map, pressing enter to
load it. Map loaded.
And then you can hear the calm of everything. Very good ambience. While we are just quickly waiting for Lauren, I will take the time to explain a few things. There are keystrokes that you will use in the game. Z will
facing 0 degrees.
Tell you exactly how many degrees you face in terms of 360 degrees, like 180 or... Say you face
I apologize about that.
It's okay. If you press X,
100,
you hear that you have 100 bullets. C will tell you how many clips you have
20.
In your gun, your current gun, which you can change by the number row. Also, you pick up new weapons. You start with one gun called the MK14, which is 1 on the number row. V is the command we'll show you in multiplayer. B is
at coordinates 0.
Your coordinates 0 on the map. Currently we haven't spawned, so we are at coordinates 0, 0. We press enter to do that. I'll do that after this little demonstration. N, I do not understand. It says something about beacon target on the... whatever you call that, the file for the game. Although it just says near every time I press it. So that doesn't really make sense. H will tell you health, and F will tell you who's got the flag in capture the flag, but that hasn't been covered yet. I don't even know how to play it. None of the servers ever hosted that yet. Okay, let's get into spawning so I can show you how to navigate yourself around this game. I must warn you, it's a bit tricky. I haven't played this game in just a week. And I still struggle a little bit at knowing my way around, but, you know, you get to it. So, let's press enter and spawn. Somehow picked up a shotgun. I'm this, in this weird TV room place. The fireplace, this music I don't like, so... Do that. Let's go you up. There's this other thing going on the TV. Which I don't like. So yeah, now you can just hear the fireplace and the door. Okay, Lauren.
Yes.
The navigation on this game is the basic options here.
Yep.
You can either use your up and down arrows to move forward and backwards. And, oh, that noise means there's an item to pick up.
Yeah, that noise means there's an object or item to pick up. And you just center it and pick up.
What damage?
To move around, basically.
Sorry to have to interrupt you. On single player, on single player, you pick up quad damage and extra health like items. In multiplayer, you won't. You'll hear the different sounds for that when we do multiplayer, hopefully, depending on whatever I got to. Get
yeah, sorry about that,
And that creaking noise is a door. Sorry for interrupting again. So, your up and down arrow key will move you forward or backwards, and you can either use the mouse, or your left and down right arrow keys.
The left and right arrows.
Listen to
the left and right arrows move you sort of, I think it's like 45 degrees in each area, or something.
I'm just gonna hold my right arrow key and see if you can hear this.
More music, I thought you shot it.
It spawns. Dizzying sound, doesn't it? Okay. This is just chilling. Use your mouse to do a nice sound to create the thing. So use your. Shut up. There you go. You can use your. I hate this. What is this show? I sent you to the TV and shoot you down. Okay, back and shoot. Oh, well, that's not so bad.
All you can hear is motorcars.
Okay, what was I actually saying? You can rotate with the mouse or your left
arrow.
Or alternatively, you can use W, S, A, and D to move to the particular directions. A will move you towards the left and D to the right.
A will size to the left and D will right. And then also, you shoot with your control key, you reload with your shift key. You can also
M60.
And reload with your right arrow. Left mouse and right mouse.
Left mouse button will fire your weapon.
Sorry.
There you go. I can destroy the door.
To move you 90 degrees from like north to east or north to west, you use
south.
Q from, to move you to your left,
west.
90 degrees to
north,
left, and
east.
E to move you 90 degrees to your right. You can't exactly find out which direction you're facing at the moment, I don't think, and if you can, it's not obvious. So,
yeah. Actually, funny enough, I said you don't hear this in single player. Actually, you seem to. It's weird. You're gonna hear the extra health thing. That thing. It almost sounds like a weird. You move, you center it, and then this is what's going to happen.
Health increase.
If I can hear footsteps. There you go.
MK40. Extra M60 clip.
Oh yeah, I've got an extra M60 clip, so I switch back to my M60, which incidentally is the number 2.
M60.
You press shift to reload, and he spawned! In multiplayer...
MK40.
Hear a beeping noise.
In multiplayer, you shoot against each other.
Eventually, I could
do 90.
Here's some extra health again.
45. Health increase.
So H to your health. So say my navigation isn't the best ever yet.
Doom 55.
Okay, he just owned me. It's an MP5. Okay. It's tricky. Skip. He seems to be getting away. Dodgy character.
Yeah. I don't like AIs.
Who does?
Yeah, they're all unhuman.
The game is meant for multiplayer.
Yeah, definitely. Single player is only really to help you get used to it.
MG4.
This is just cool, so I'm gonna spend my MG4 on this, so listen to this, this computer going so nicely. Up to about right now. If I can just... There you go. Yes,
there goes the computer.
And that one too, because I don't like computers.
Only your own.
Of course.
And that did not sound good.
You can hear that horrible music. These stuff spawn at some point. There's something to do. Wait.
MG4.
You're dead.
M60.
Those are the strongest.
SOSS 90.
I don't much care for the SOSS shotgun.
MP5. MK14. MP5.
Well, he died.
55.
Leaving my health at 55.
Well. Yeah. So that's basically how the single player works.
Where did you...
You lay out and get killed yourself.
Come
from. All that fun, and you can explore the different maps. I don't personally know what map you are on by default. I think it's a water area, I don't know.
It depends what maps the server is playing.
Is it which one?
They usually use water sometimes.
Oh! Shoot that music!
Okay, sometimes it's tricky to get into it. Just go there, so... I'm ready to stop. You need to be sure you have the angle from
it. Just kill it, go!
It's trickier than you think. Not giving up. There you go. Horrible music. Okay, so basically this is how single player will go. Now be demonstrating the multiplayer feature, because this is really what the game is about.
Oh my goodness.
And it'll very likely be on another map, so you can also see how another map works. So, yeah. We will resume this then when we do multiplayer.
Speed, TRT, Windows, Creative, Need Creative.